Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 20th day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 649, as so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Asher of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share words of Dibre Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Asher slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both in Hebrew and as well as in English. And then Rabbi Asher will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the captives, which are the Shiluim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Asher will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Really appreciate you hosting, I think now for the sixth or seventh time. And thank you everyone for joining us. A brief idea for this beautiful unity call that's done regularly. And that is on Shavuos B'Tammuz. There's an intensity. There's a behavioral activity. There's an activity for Shavuos B'Tammuz of fasting. And then when the 9 days comes and you have Rosh Chodesh, there's an intensity for that. But now you and I are in this in-between time period where it's not yet Chodesh Av, not yet Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. We're still in Tammuz. So what are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be thinking about to go along with the customs and traditions of mourning? Of course, as is often quoted, the Rav, Rabbi Dr. Soloveitchik, would say that the intensity builds, that the 3 weeks are like the year of mourning, and then the 9 days are like the Shloshim, the 30-day period of mourning when a person has their own personal avelus, and then it continues on to the Shiva. So what are we supposed to be feeling during this year of mourning type of practice during the 3 weeks here as we finish up Tammuz and head into Av? So I'd like to suggest that we focus on the Gemara and Maseches Yuma. There on Daf Tes, it's so powerful and it's well known but critically important. That the Gemara and the entirety of the Gemara maybe is not often focused on, maybe just one part of it. But let's try to analyze the Gemara for a brief minute in terms of the totality of what Chazal tell us. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? It was because that they weren't involved in Torah, they weren't involved in mitzvos, they weren't involved in chesed. And then the Gemara asks a question, if they were involved with all of these things for the second Beis HaMikdash, then why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And the Gemara says, the second Beis HaMikdash was a very different reason. And it wasn't because of murder, wasn't because of idolatry, wasn't because of adultery. They were keeping the mitzvos, except for one area. Sinas chinam, hatred. And I think we make a very big deal about that today, that sinas chinam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, as we should. But just to give us intellectual understanding of why that's so critical, is Gemara says, that the sin of chinam, this hatred, which was present during the second mikdash. So our tradition is, if the first mikdash was because of idolatry, adultery, and murder, then hatred is equal to all of those things. And I think this is a struggle for us. I think that's challenging. There are certain kinds of Jews that we really have a strong disdain for. There are Jews out there that we just, that get under our skin. And we really need to work during these 3 weeks on making sure that those Jews, that we control our emotions, that we control ourselves. Hatred cannot be felt towards somebody who's been a part of the Jewish journey forever. It cannot happen. There's no place for it, especially not during the 3 weeks. If hatred is equal to adultery and murder and idolatry and all of those three, we should drive it from our mind and from our heart. And it's a critical part of understanding the sanctity of every Jew, the power that we could have if we were more united. And the Netziv, the Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, so he says that it's not just that that hatred happens because maybe they did something with their resources to upset us. They did something with their money to upset us. Or maybe they didn't give us the right amount of honor. Or maybe they didn't treat us well. Sometimes hatred comes up just because they follow halacha differently, because they observe the Torah differently, because they practice their Judaism differently. And so I think what the Netziv is telling us is that we have to make sure that just because somebody has a different brand or a different type of Judaism or does things a little bit differently, that we shouldn't look down on them and we shouldn't develop a hatred towards them. And ultimately, for thousands of years, what we've been trying to do is make sure that we fix the sin of chinam that destroyed the second mikdash. Thankfully, we are so grateful that there is a wisdom that has been passed down to us, that we have inherited from our sages, the fact that hatred, for you and I, murder is obvious, adultery is obvious, idolatry is obvious perhaps, but that hatred is on par with that. And it's something that we say, but it's something that we need to connect with, and all of us need to connect with even more than we already do. We focus on that. For the rest of the month of Tammuz, we will be more deserving and more worthy, and hopefully soon in our days, we will have the mercy that we've been asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and the Almighty will provide us with the third and final Beis HaMikdash and a complete redemption. I want to thank you all for participating, and we will now recite our Tehillim together, starting with Psalm number 20. Lamnatseach mismol David Yancha Adonai biyom sarai segevcha shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion nisadecha Yuzkor kol minchosecha v'yolascha yidash nesela Yitein lecha chevavecha v'chosascha yimalei Neramna b'shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha עצה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענה משמי קדשו בגבורוס ישו ימינו, אלה ורכב ואלה ואסוסים, ואנחנו משם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם הקרב לנפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונשרדון, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו, ויום קראנו. Next Tehillim is Tehillim 23. Mizmor David, Adonai roi lo afsar, Vinos deshe yarbitzeni, Amen menuchos yinahaleni, Nafshi yishovev, Yanchen magle tzedek l'man shemo, Gam ki eilech v'geitz l'mavet lo ira roki atoy madi. Shiftucha mishantucha hey mayinach amuni taroch l'fon ha'shulcha negatzoroi tishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayom. Ach, tov v'chashi l'fun koi mechayai v'shafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. Next to Hillam is Psalm 121. Shir lamalo, sesoy noel ha'ari mi'ayin, yavo ezri. Ezri, mi'im adonai, yosei shemayim v'aretz. Ayitein lamar aglocho, al yanum shomerecho. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishon, shomei Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho, adonai tzilcho, yad niminecho. Yomam Hashemesh liyakeko v'yareyach balayla Adonai yishmorcha mikoro yishmor es nafshecho Adonai yishmor tzeisko v'uecho me'ata v'yad olam. Next Tehillim is Psalm 130. Shir hamalos v'mamakim krasicha Adonai Adonai shima v'koli tiyana zakecha shivos l'kol tachrunai im avanos tishmar ya Adonai mi yamon kimlocha aslicha v'man tivarei ki visi Adonai kimsa nafshi v'livaro hochalti Nafshi l'Adonai, mishmim l'boker, shmim l'boker. Echei Yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai achasa v'arbei mofados. V'hoi v'das Yisrael, mikol l'avonosav. The next Tehillim, final Tehillim that we'll do is Psalm 142. Maskin l'davin, b'yosav amarosif ilo. Kali el adonai ezok, kali el adonai eschanon. Eshvok levanam sikhim, sarasim lefanav vagim. Yisatef alai ruchi, vat haidot anasim asim. Orach zolech, tam nufach li. Havei yamin arei, vein ni makir. Ava manosim menin, deritzu nafshi. Zaakti elok adonai martit amasi. Chelki veren tachayim. Hakshiva vinasi, kindalosimo, natsilinim erafai, kiyamsu mimani. Hotsimi maskanafshi, lahodos, ashemelcho, viyaktir sadikim, yisigmol aloi. Achen chobis Yisrael, anasunum sarv shiv yahomni mebe yomavim vayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, yotsim mithir levachem afela or mishiva the gula. Hashdama, Golam is Mankariv, Namar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or lands, may the All-Present have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say, Amen. Say, Mishabirach for the Chayalei Tzal. Mishaverach Abbasim Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Hui Varech is Chayalei Tzva Gunal Yisrael. Manchei Kochot Pitachon Hamdimu Shmar Yisrael Varei Eloheinu, Migvul Avnam Vyamibar Mitzrayim Min Hayam Gadol, Adavar Rava Vachom Makom Shehem, Vyavashal Bavir Vayam. Yitain Adonai Savenu, Hakamim Malay Negafim from the Hem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmam Yasiz Chayalei Nim Chotar Batuka, Kol Nego Machla. Yishlach Bracha Vatzacha Vachom Maasei Dehem. Yad Bersan in Tafiyam, the Achim Hasishua, the Tensis in Sakhon Krim, and Kasil Kadam El Hichem, Halechem Machem Levachem Machemim, and Vechem Mashiachem, Namar, Amen. Mishaberach for the hostages. Mishaberach Abbasino, Abraham Sakh Yaakov, Yosef Moshe, Yaron, David Shlomo, Huivarach Yishmor, Min Soros, Mendreitzva, Gamel Yisrael Shvuyav, Es Kolachino, and Asinu Betzer Vishivya. Bavur, Shukol HaKahol, HaKadosh HaZeh, Nispalel Bavuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Rachman, Maleihem, V'yotzim Choshul Samav, Masrasem, Yinatek, Umim Sukosei, Moshiyem, She did me here the Hikmish will say him, Yodu Ladan Chasav and Flosov with Nadam, Kriyam Mikrash Kosov, the Yad and Yeshuva and Vodzion Berina, Simbat Olma Amrosham, Sassan, the Simchi, Yasigo Venasu, Yokomi and Nachva, and Omar, Amen. Say, Mishaberach, please insert the name of those who are ill at the pause. Mishaberach, Avasim, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Esacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmi Malayhem Lach Yimam Pam Lach Chazak Kam Lachayoskam Yishlach Lahem Nehera Fuh Shlema Mishmaim Chol Abrim Chol Gedeim Sok Shach Yisrael Fuh Sanefesh Fuh Saguf Hashta Ba'agal V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you on the call. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.